Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 9th of April, 2020 from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates. 19 more COVID-19 cases since this morning. That's 190 and 12 in Nobles. One of the new cases, our Chief Minister, Howard Quayle. An island nursing home doesn't have enough PP equipment. Jersey's coronavirus testing facility opened today. Garth's sewage treatment plant has been delayed by COVID-19. No weddings, no functions, no income for hotels and venues.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines at 29 minutes to 6. Pastor Mai, Lewis Foster.
Pastor Mai. It's been confirmed Chief Minister Howard Quayle has tested positive for COVID-19. Health Minister David Ashford made the announcement at this afternoon's government coronavirus media briefing, saying the Chief Minister is self-isolating at home and continuing to experience minor symptoms. There have been a further 19 confirmed positive tests for coronavirus since 10 a.m. this morning, taking the total number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Isle of Man to 190. 12 patients are being treated at the hospital and 92 individuals are now classed as presumed recovered. The manager at an island nursing home with multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus says staff have not been given adequate personal protective equipment. 7 residents at Abbotswood Nursing Home have tested positive for COVID-19, with further tests being carried out today. The full story is available online. In international news, the UK Foreign Secretary says they still haven't reached the peak of the coronavirus outbreak, and so it's too early to lift lockdown measures. Dominic Raab, who's been leading the UK government's daily briefing, says experts will meet next week and will keep reviewing the restrictions. Meanwhile, many police forces say they'll be stepping up efforts over the bank holiday weekend to ensure the rules are enforced. Earlier today, officers in Manchester said they'd broken up 660 house and street parties in just 4 days. And finally, the number of people who've died in the UK after being diagnosed with COVID-19 has increased by 881. That's down on yesterday's figure, but still means the total is sitting at just under 8,000. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with the full news at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Good on my head. Thank you, Lewis. And I'm Shafasta Chu. The weather from Ronald's Way Met Office in the North Irish Sea. No warnings for the next 24 hours. Mostly dry through the night. 9 degrees. Going to vary. A very pleasant evening tonight. Good Friday tomorrow. Jehenya dry with sunny spells. Daytime maximum 17 degrees. A dry and clear night into Saturday, down to 9 degrees. And Jasan, dry and sunny up to 15 degrees. Low water tonight, 17 minutes to 8. Sunset's 11 minutes past 8. High water, 1:30. In the morning, sunrise, 27 minutes past 6 a.m. And tomorrow morning's low water, 9 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
It's been confirmed Chief Minister Howard Quayle has tested positive for COVID-19. That was one of the two updates issued by the Health Minister, David Ashford, at this afternoon's government media briefing.
The first is a statement the Chief Minister has asked me to read out on his behalf. And the statement is as follows. Good afternoon. First of all, I would like to thank everyone for their support and kindness over the past few days. I have been humbled by the volume of messages. It was important to me to keep everyone updated, and I have today received my text message to say that I have tested positive for COVID-19. I have been at home self-isolating since I first became symptomatic. I have continued to chair the National Strategy Group every morning and today Council of Ministers. I have mild symptoms and I intend to continue working from home. I'm not the only one who would have received a message today. And while I am fortunate to have family and friends around me, some will be on their own. Some will be receiving support from our professional staff, and I cannot thank them enough for the work they are doing for our island. I will keep you all up to date through these briefings, which David and his guests will continue to run. Let us remember, the way to beat this invisible enemy is to stay at home. Our key workers are going to work to help save lives. You can do that as well. Stay at home. The support I have received shows the Isle of Man is greatest when we all pull together. And together we can defeat this virus. And I'm sure everyone would like to join me in wishing the Chief Minister well as he recovers from this dreadful disease. The second update I have for you is the daily update in relation to the testing figures. We have now completed a total number of tests of 1,879. Of those, we've got 1,751 tests back, and we're awaiting results of 128 tests. The total confirmed cases now stands at 190. We have total presumed recovered of 92, which leaves 97 active cases, and the current number of confirmed cases in Nobles Hospital is 12.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The manager at an island nursing home with multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus says she's really upset staff there haven't been given adequate personal protective equipment. With this report, Ewan Gorn.
The cry for help comes from a director at Abbotswood Nursing Home in Bellasalla, where seven residents have tested positive for COVID-19. Sandra Lewis told Manx Radio's Sean Cowper that those working at the facility hadn't been given adequate PPE.
We've asked for help from the relevant public health and everybody to give us the appropriate PPE. To look after the rest of my staff, let alone the residents. And we've been given what I call basic PPE. I'm really upset because I think if any of my staff actually die from this, let alone the residents, then I will feel that the government has let us down. Because are we, as a private nursing home, which has NHS residents in it, because they are NHS basically, although we're a private home, are we not as worthy as the hospital? And I'm also crying out for help from anybody that feels that they might be able to come and help us, because soon we'll have no staff to look after my residents. And that's why I phoned you, because I don't actually know what to do.
So what PPE have you been provided with to this point?
To this point, we've been given goggles, like ski goggles. We've been given those little masks, which are really worthless because they only last about 20 minutes and everybody knows that. I mean, that will reduce the risk to my staff getting it, obviously, seriously, but it doesn't reduce the risk to them because they're not proper masks. And we've been given aprons and gloves. We have no what I call proper disposable scrubs or anything. And we've asked, and they're just not being delivered to us. I can understand if we didn't have any confirmed cases, but now we've got literally seven confirmed cases. It really needs, we need help. And we need the proper help.
So with seven confirmed cases, what percentage is that roughly of your residents?
Well, at the moment we had five empty beds when we closed down because we wanted to keep a wing closed for as an isolation wing. So at the time we were 63 is full, so minus five is what, 58. So yeah, percentage wise it's quite a lot. I would have said that we've probably got, as I said, seven residents, so that takes 50 that haven't got it at the moment. It spreads so quickly because the isolation period is for 0 to 14 days that people could have been contaminated. So it's just a question of when and if. The others probably coming down with it.
In response to Zandra Lewis's comments, the Isle of Man government has issued a statement. It says, "We do not want any of our valued nursing homes to feel this way. We will be in touch with the home immediately so that we can address any issues and their concerns." It adds that public health is not directly responsible for personal protective equipment, and the Department of Health and Social Care is investigating the matter. Well, there are more than 40 care homes across the island in total. Neil McLean, a director at Brookfield Nursing Home in Ramsey, explained the experience of his facility.
As a standalone nursing home, in the weeks running up to, I suppose, the impact on the island, we had already started purchasing PPE in abundance, so we'd built stocks up within the nursing home itself. Probably against a lot of sort of media comments at the minute. Yeah, we're doing quite well for PPE, and Nobles have been quite supportive in supplying additional products as and when we need them. We've had one delivery of them this week from the NSC, the stock's there. So, yeah, we're doing okay as a standalone home. I know that there's been some comments coming out about lack of PPE in hospitals and other care homes, but I can only speak for Brookfield that, yeah, we're quite well stocked at the minute. If anybody says they're not worried in healthcare about the future, yeah, they'd probably be lying to you. Everybody's obviously very worried about the impact, and we've heard on the news this morning, unfortunately, an elderly person from one of the care homes has been admitted to Nobles, which is obviously worrying for whichever care home that is. I don't know which one it is. But, you know, obviously people of that age and vulnerability, they're very, very susceptible to infection, and just fingers crossed that that person recovers.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree will leave Heysham, Douglas tonight at 7.45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30 tonight. Of course, not bringing any passengers in until next week. She'll be back tomorrow morning and heading out at 8.45 tomorrow morning. Sitting down below me in Douglas Harbour is the Ben, and alongside her, the Fastcraftman Annan and their seasonal services to Liverpool, Dublin and Belfast for the Fastcraft under review for services the week after Easter. A decision will be taken by Thursday the 16th next week.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Today, the first coronavirus testing facility opened in Jersey. The island can now test if people have the virus within hours. Speaking on Max Radio's Man in Line today at lunchtime, BBC Radio Jersey presenter Ashley Tracy.
In hospital at the moment, I understand that there are 170 people in the island who've got the virus. 16 are being treated in hospital, some of them in intensive care. And actually, testing has been a big thing here. Lots of people in the island calling for us to be able to do our own testing. For a while now, the tests have had to be sent over to the UK. But as of today, people can now be tested for coronavirus in the island. So people can find out within a couple of hours now if they have the virus. So doctors are giving priority to patients who've gone to hospital with symptoms. And they'll also be testing health workers as well who need to be, you know, cleared to continue working. But from what we gather, the lab is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the foreseeable. And it's this "have you got it" test. We hear that they've got orders of, I think it's 150,000 of the antibody tests, which are, you know, "have you ever had it" tests, but they are still on the way. And there's been a lot of talk about the length of time that's taken for the government here to get their act in gear when it comes to testing. You know, the sister island of Guernsey have had their own equipment for over a week now. There's been a lot of conversation about, well, why can't Guernsey help us out? You know, we're the Channel Islands. And we haven't really been able to pin down an answer from ministers. All they say is they're facing different challenges to what our island is. But testing is happening here in the island. And I think, you know, collectively, the whole island is probably breathing a sigh of relief, because then they can kind of pinpoint where cases are clustering. You know, there's a care home here with 17 cases. So it's hoped that, you know, that way, you know, they can try and control it as much as they possibly can, given the circumstances.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
16 minutes to six, Isle of Man Banks announced it's introducing new opening hours to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Branches in Athol Street, in Ramsey, Castletown will be open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on working days, and still closed, Port Erin, Peel and Regent Street in Douglas. They're closed until further notice. The bank said the measures are constantly under review by members of the team. Well, for a while, Zoom was the big thing, but now Zoom is being sued by one of its shareholders for overstating its privacy standards and failing to disclose that its service was not end-to-end encrypted. After experiencing a surge in popularity in these days of working from home during the coronavirus pandemic, the Zoom video conferencing platforms come under fire due to the Zoom bombing phenomenon, where uninvited guests were able to crash meetings. In response, the CEO, Eric Yuan, admitted he'd really messed up on the platform security and said an end-to-end encryption option will be available in several months. Zoom is facing a class lawsuit action.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher. Investors digested the latest US jobless data and the $2.3 trillion stimulus package from the Fed. US stocks traded higher after the Fed unveiled details of that lending program and initiatives. Gold prices gained on safe haven buying ahead of an extended weekend. In corporate news, Just Eat takeaway was higher as it said orders jumped 50% in the first quarter. FTSE 250 house builder Redrow traded high after saying it's eligible for access to the £300 million fund from the UK government. Diageo rose after saying it would pay interim dividends as it planned, but the drinks company put on hold the next phase of its three-year share buyback. In the numbers now, the markets at the close, the FTSE 100 in London was up 3% at 5,842. The DAX in Frankfurt up 2.25% at 10,564. In New York City, the industrial index, the Dow Jones, up 2% at 23,887 at 5 o'clock. And the tech stocks index in New York, the NASDAQ, up 0.5% at 8,127. In Chicago, the S&P 500 up 1.5% at 2,789. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1, 24.5 cents, and €1, 13.8 cents. And finally, the top two commodities, gold up 2% at $1,678 an ounce, and Brent crude down 0.7% at $33.38 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com or text 166177.
Commissioners in Garth have delayed responding to the controversial plans to build a sewage treatment plant in the heart of Laxey. Under current circumstances, planners aren't able to imminently compile a report into Manx Utilities' proposal for the facility at the Cairns site by the harbour. The plans have generated opposition in Laxey, with some calling for the plant to be built outside the village centre. It's been designated to end the discharge of raw sewage into the bay, and if approved, is expected to cost several million pounds. At a recent virtual meeting, commissioners agreed to postpone consideration of the Manx Utilities' proposal at this stage. Chairman Jamie Smith explained more to our local Democracy reporter Ewan Gorn.
We've had the planning application in and the theoretical deadline for responses has passed. Our officers have been in close contact with the planning officer involved, and he has given us an indication that he's not about to make a decision and that he was happy for us to, under the circumstances, to withhold our discussions, and he will inform us if he's getting close to the point where he does need to make a decision. The reason we asked if this is possible is because of the local feeling, a lot of interest in the application. We really would like to hold in public the meeting at which we discuss the plans. If we have to do it as a video conference and there's no public, then so be it. But it would be really nice to think that we have an opportunity for the public to hear.
Do you think that will be possible? I mean, this could be months under the current conditions, so...
It could be months, and we might have months before the plans are looked at by the planning officer. So at the moment, it's on hold. We'll defer it at each meeting until we feel we are in a place where we have to, for one reason or another, either discuss it or we are able to meet face-to-face with the public involved.
In terms of The surety you need as an authority, I mean, how much time do you need to come to a decision? Is it just one meeting? I know decisions with GARF in the past and other authorities, sometimes it takes two meetings to come to an agreement. Do you think you'll have enough time if you're asked very quickly to come up with a response?
I can't see any reason why we couldn't do it in one meeting. We've discussed it ourselves informally and to a certain extent formally. It's been minuted in at least two meetings up until now. We've had various discussions with Manx Utilities. We've had discussions with the representatives of the Beth Falaxi group. I'd be very confident that one statutory meeting would be sufficient.
Manx Radio Sport.
10 to 6, Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai. Professional cyclist and sporting legend Mark Cavendish is hoping to brighten the Manx community this Easter weekend. The sportsman, who's also known as the Manx Missile, has donated 60 extra boxes to Robinson's Fresh Food Delivery Service. Each box will be delivered at random to different household doors around the island. In a message attached to the boxes, Mr. Cavendish wished residents a happy Easter and reminded them to stay at home and stay safe. Further afield, World Athletics President Sebastian Coe says having three events run consecutively over the course of a single summer would be a great opportunity to promote the sport. The postponement of the Olympic Games in Tokyo means the World and European Championships, as well as the Commonwealth Games, will be staged in 2022. Despite athletes set to compete in such a condensed schedule, former British sprinter Ewan Thomas says those in their best form will relish the challenge.
It reminds me a bit of the 98 season, which actually was my best year I had, where we had the European Championship straight to the World Cup in South Africa. From there, I flew and raced the day I arrived in Kuala Lumpur at the Commonwealth Games. At the time, I thought, you know, this is great. You know, I'm fully fit. I'm riding the crest of a wave, and I just went with it.
The English Football League estimates the remaining season, including playoffs, will take 56 days to complete. The EFL is working on the assumption that matches will be played behind closed doors when the decision's made to return to action as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. League clubs have been asked not to resume training until the 16th of May at the earliest.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Everything's fine at the airport. Just two departures, the 4:30 to Heathrow and the 4:50 to Liverpool, both went on time. Two arrivals tonight, the 6:40 from Liverpool and the 8:00 inbound from Heathrow. Of course, very few passengers on board. On the roads, the Millennium Bridge in Douglas is closed between 9 and 6 tonight. 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. for flapgate maintenance around Douglas Harbour. Cannells Lane, Ramsey's closed between Parliament Street and Water Street for gas service work there. Gas main repairs also around the Largan in Port St Mary, closed between Bayview Road and the rear of the Bayview Hotel. Peel Road, Union Mills, temporary 24-hour two-way traffic signals for sewer connections there. And remember, everything you need to know about the travel is at manxradio.com. There's also your virtual tour of the Isle of Man on our community page with 18 webcams across the Isle of Man. And remember, across the Isle of Man, there is a 40-mile-an-hour maximum speed limit.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Businesses on the Isle of Man in the wedding and big event sector are feeling the financial pinch. At the start of spring, we're heading into the busiest season for functions. Both small and large businesses are struggling to cope. Manx Radio's Alex Watton spoke to David Mason, general manager of the Empress Hotel on Douglas Prom.
We're just constantly losing functions, losing weddings. March alone, we're down £100,000, and that's just really the beginning of it. Obviously, Easter, Mother's Day, all them events have had to be cancelled, refunds had to be given, so it's been a big downturn in business for us.
How much does the business there really rely on these kind of events then? That's a huge amount of money.
It is a huge amount, and we solely rely on it, you know, apart from the tours coming onto the island too. I mean, it's a big chunk of our business.
Would you hold off any postponement until somebody comes to cancel or reschedule? Because, of course, a lot of the hotel industry is getting a lot of attention at the moment for not necessarily offering a refund, but sort of waiting for the customer to cancel and inevitably lose out themselves.
A little bit of both, really. It depends on what it is, but most people were approaching us straight away. I'd say 90% of the people contacted us themselves.
And what's your policy then? If there is a cancellation, are you able to give refunds? Is that why you're losing so much money?
We're trying our best to give as many refunds as possible. It really does depend on the situation. But with events, we are transferring all events. The likes of TT, we have transferred all the next year. We are giving some refunds to people that couldn't make it. We're leaving it up to the people really to tell us what they want to do.
Are you speaking to government about any kind of support, or are you not at that stage?
We are at that stage now. We're at the stage of drawing up some letters and things to see where they are helping. And I mean, so far, I think they have been pretty helpful towards the staff and things, which was a big worry of mine, having to pay off staff. And at the minute, we've been able to retain most of our staff.
How many staff do you have that are currently not working?
50. Really, all I have at the minute is senior management coming in and looking after the hotel.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
And that's it for update. We now enter the first bank holiday during the coronavirus pandemic. The numbers you need to be aware of: the medical number is 111, the non-medical number 68 62 62, and of course for police, 631212, if you want to report anything this weekend. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Ewan Gorn. After the news at 6 o'clock, Chris Pearson is on with Greatest Hits, and the Lieutenant Governor, Sir Richard Gosney, will be on as well. Howard Kane with Sweet and Swing, some jazz tonight at 9 o'clock. Stu Peters on The Late Show. Update is back Tuesday evening at 5:30. From me, Andy Wynn, have a happy Easter. Stay home, stay safe.
WINT.
An urgent appeal from Isle of Man Transport to remind people to stay off the railway lines. Despite seeming quiet on the Manx Electric Railway and Isle of Man Steam Railway lines, trains and trams may be running for essential engineering purposes. Some people have started to use the lines for recreational activities, climbing over